Sansa Scrants, the Sandam Open Air Museum. Can we have the musicians over here, please? Haven't you cleared the tables yet? Come on, lads, look sharp. We want to start the dance. A wedding festival in full swing in the midst of bouquets of flowers and colourful lamps. Suddenly, an officer strides onto the stage accompanied by armed guards. He grimly announces, "Ladies and gentlemen, it has come to the notice of the Amsterdam Council that over the last few months, foreigners have been seen in the docks of Holland luring away large amounts of workers. And most of this has been happening in Saardam. The Council has therefore decided that every foreigner who fails to legitimise his presence satisfactorily shall be arrested." The above scene is part of the comic opera Saar and Zimmermann by Albert Lortzing. It takes place in the year 1698 in a place called Saandam. At the time it was still called Saardam, and was roughly the equivalent of today's Silicon Valley. 17th century state-of-the-art technology was concentrated within an extremely small area, here in the windy countryside behind the flourishing city of Amsterdam. Hundreds of specialised windmills were used to saw timber to make ships for the powerful Dutch Navy. To all intents and purposes, this was Europe's first industrial estate, and it attracted a huge amount of curious onlookers. Not all of them were welcome, of course. The fatuous mayor in Lortzing's opera suspects that "we are surrounded by traitors to the state," and loudly booms, "If you ask me, we should arrest them all and put them behind bars." The change in circumstances came as an unpleasant surprise to the young Tsar of Russia, Peter I, later to be known as Peter the Great. For he was one of the foreigners present, albeit incognito. Using the name of Pyotr Mikhailov, he had got himself a job in one of the Saandam docks in order to get some knowledge of shipbuilding and fulfil his dream of creating a powerful Russian fleet. Considering that he was a royal head of state, this was something of a daredevil plan, and, whilst we're on the subject, this must surely be one of the earliest cases of industrial espionage. The house where the Tsar once lodged still stands today, in the midst of creaking windmills, painted green wooden houses, and humped-back bridges. An area that used to be at the forefront of the Industrial Revolution is now a dreamy, idyllic backwater.